It's time for Coffee Talk, Friday edition, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. According to a new survey, more than 1 in 5 college students won't be enrolling in college this fall. We've already seen some problems with coronavirus-related shutdowns and movements to online-only learning on the campuses of Notre Dame, North Carolina, and Penn State, among others. And in response to the uncertainty that we're dealing with, 22% of college students looking for a normal on-campus experience are choosing to sit the year out and try to enroll again in 2021. Have you taken your dog for a walk today? In Germany, a law has been introduced that would make it mandatory for owners to take their dogs for walks at least twice a day, for a minimum of 1 hour in total. The proposed Dogs Act also states that owners would not be able to leave dogs chained up or alone for an entire day, and puppies would be required to have human companionship for at least 4 hours a day. Agricultural Minister Julia Klotzner said in a recent interview that pets are not cuddly toys. Their needs have to be taken into account. If passed, the law would go into effect next year. Speaking of puppies, a group of puppies recently took a field trip to SeaWorld in San Diego. The park, of course, is closed, so the puppies were allowed to roam around and even get up close to the shark and dolphin enclosures. SeaWorld teamed up with Mission Bay Puppy Rescue and Pups in Boots to organize the event, with the goal of raising awareness for adoption. You can see a video of the puppy field trip on SeaWorld San Diego's Instagram. And if you want to adopt one of these adorable pups, just go to Mission Bay Puppy Rescue. Have we actually found a hangover cure? We all have those hangover cures that are somewhat home remedies, from eating a greasy breakfast to just sweating it out with a workout to popping ibuprofen, my favorite. But a study from Finland may have discovered what could possibly and potentially be a real cure. Researchers from the University of Helsinki and the University of Eastern Finland found that the amino acid L-cysteine decreased hangover symptoms like nausea, headache, stress, and anxiety. L-cysteine is found naturally in the human body and is also abundant in protein-rich foods. The amino acid is also sold as a dietary supplement. So there you go. Keep that around for the weekend, I guess. That is Coffee Talk for today. It's brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.